We are starting the exciting parsha of Lech Lecha, the beginning of the Jewish nation, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu. Such a siyata d'shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the year. We get that energized, or however you call it. We become energized in the Chodesh of Tishrei. We rebuild our lives based on our Hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam. We chayit v'tshuva in Yom Kippur, and we had a tremendous simcha of Sukkis and Simchas Torah. And then we start rebuilding in practical fashion, week by week, with the parshiyos of the building of the world and of Klal Yisrael. Lech Lecha. That's the beginning point. We know there was things that happened beforehand. At the end of Parshas Noach, there's a remez over there that Yitzim Eulkazim, they left Eulkazim, and Chazal say that they left Eulkazim for the tremendous miracle of Avraham Avinu coming into the Kibshan Eish. He went into the fiery furnace and came out alive. Amazing miracle, which was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, showed the whole world that Hashem watches over the tzaddikim. And the amazing thing is the Torah doesn't even say it. Just a remez. Well, the Torah does tell us, Lech Lecha Me'altach Me'latach. That's really the starting point of the Torah. The Ramban more or less says, that why is it, yes, and why is it so? This is such an amazing miracle. Hashem saved the tzaddik. Why should we start off telling us that? The basic idea is the Torah is not a book of moifsim. Everybody has different moifsim, different rebbes, which is wonderful. But that doesn't do anything for us. Oh, Hashem, the tzaddikim throughout history, and there was Eichas and Eichas and Siyat HaShemayim, and Moishim and everything else. But that's the natural thing. If a person's at such a high level of Munum Bitochan, and the Chanami, he gets special Shmira, and that's what happened in Mokazim. The message we have over here, though, is something that we could apply to each individual. If you're going to learn the story of Eulkazim and make a big fuss about it, and then everyone's going to start jumping into furnaces, we're going to be in big trouble. Because most of them will not survive. Like Haran did over there. This is the story of Avram's greatness that we can all learn from. But Hashem telling him, one of the big nisyonos, the natural place that you are. Everybody feels a natural connection to the land he's in, and even more to the place he was born, and the place where his family lives. Hashem says, just drop everything and go with me. Lord Sasher Echo, without telling him. And we know Rashi says that the natural thing is when you go on a derech, the natural thing is, it has a detrimental effect on one's physical state. It might feel very weird. It might one's family having children. It limits his money, limits his shame. A person wants to become more famous, more popular. He has to be in one place and do a lot of things, and people get to know him. He's constantly on the move. Nobody gets to know him. And that was what Hashem was telling him. Do something that is the opposite of what you would naturally want to do. Do it because I'm telling you. Hashem promised him all these wonderful things. But then he saw, you know, there it was. Do something opposite of your natural inclinations because you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. This is the message for us throughout history. There's so many things that are not so convenient for us. Only be like Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha. Or I'm going to say, no, it's not convenient, it's not my nature, I can't do it, it's impossible. Lech Lecha, it's interesting, the gematria of Lech Lecha, we have 100. As we know, is a number of completion. When complete, Kedusha starts with 100 kuf. Kedusha, the Gemara says, Kedusha starts with kuf. We have that idea of saying 100 brachas a day. The idea of 100 brachas a day is also to be completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the time I wash my hands in the morning and I realize my hands are not just hands to do all kind of mundane things with it. My hands are shaking shamsweet self. My hands, which I interact with everything I do in the course of the day, are gifts given to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu to make a deeper cash with that Kodesh Baruch Hu, to elevate myself. And then throughout the day, 100 times a day, reminding myself that special cash, I'm in your hands. I have hands, but I'm in your hands, Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if I'm in your hands, totally, that's just saying 100 represents total, totally involved. That's the Lech Lecha. Go for yourself, like Rashi says. You will gain from it. Because if you're going against your natural inclinations, if you're going for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're detaching yourself from being subservient to your nature. So subservient to your body, subservient to your natural emotions, and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing everything for Hashem. And that's what Hashem said, that even though naturally, you go, you listen to what I'm saying, and you go on a wandering from one place to the next, it will be memayit, it will limit everything you have, everything to do you have. That's HaPidech HaTeva. But that's not the world. The world isn't Teva. Teva is external peel covering up the world. Oilom is, says Chazal, the lesson of Helam. Helam means that it's concealed. The truth of the world is concealed by the physical world. But when you peel it away, you see that underneath it is a spiritual world of Keshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, by giving up the comfort, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going for yourself, because you're reaching your real self. Your real self is your neshama. Your real self is Keshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's going to bring you everything. And how many times in every day and throughout life do we think, oh, I have to do this thing. I have to get up on time for tefillah. It's hard for me. I can't do it. I need that extra sleep. That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov says, no. It looks like you're giving up. Lech Lecha. You're going away. But no, you're going towards yourself. You're going towards your real self. And with everything, it's after Midah. Either so that's explodes, and I say, I can't control myself, then I have myself, no, this is also Lech Lecha. I'm going because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says this is not the way to react. But better if I react properly, then it's for me. I'm making myself a person who's guided by my Keshe with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I was just today speaking to somebody who was saying, he's connected with the government here. How much we have to educate the government, they don't have it. They don't realize that we are guided by things different than the rest of the world. The rest of the world is only guided by their nature, the physical drive. By them, it's pikuach nefesh to make sure that the gyms are open and different places for having physical pleasures are open. That is something the general populace cannot give up, because they are guided only by the physical pleasures and emotional drives. And if they don't have it, they go crazy. It's pikuach nefesh for them. They don't have, we don't need all that. All those things, all the kenyons and all the stuff, we don't need it. We can manage it perfectly well without it. What do we need? We need our shuls open. We need our chadarim open. And if we watch ourselves, nothing will happen. That's why it's so important to us. They don't have it. But we have it. And unfortunately, they're not dealing with it properly. Baruch Hashem, we are. And that's what we have to realize. everything in life. That's what it's all about. Externally, lech lecha. Go away. Go away from your atzius, from your mundane connection. Me moladetcha can mean the place you were born, but it also means things you were born with. And a person alive. So I was born, this is the kind of person I am. I'm a person that's an impatient person. I'm a person that gets angry easily. I'm a person that's about tight. I'm a lazy person. Whatever, every person has its things. Go away from it. The base of Icha, sometimes people get things from the previous generation, not the way it should be. But that's when Hashem says, go away from all that stuff. And if you're going away from all that, lech lecho, you're coming to yourself. Because your real self is a beautiful person, guided by the neshama, the b'rosh ha'nevuah. And if you do that, like it says, it looks like I'm giving up everything, but I'm getting everything. That's what Hashem wants from us now, to show him. We have it right. Everybody has to give up things now. And everybody's being moisten nefesh for some things. Are we going to be moisten nefesh for our physical pleasures and our physical drives? For the thing that's our yitzharas? Unfortunately, like the Nebuch, the rest of the world, are going to, I'm going to go that extra step to show Hashem. I could put more into my tefillos. And if there's a way I could daven with a minyan, I'm going to daven with a minyan. So we have to send my children to cheder. I'm going to send them to cheder. There's a certain risk factor, Hakashah. But the rest of the world is taking the risk, these risks for the physical pleasures. God, we can take them. Hashem will watch over us. It's a beautiful week. And everybody, once again, I'm not telling anybody it's in danger of life, Chas v'Shalom. But feel that whenever we're giving up something, the Ma'an Hashem, we're giving up our artiness. We're giving up the thing that's taking us away from our greatness. And we are connecting with greatness. Each one, it's like an Avraham Avinu. Each one is the beginning of the hemshich that's going to come out of him. Should be zeichah to be like Avraham Avinu. And be able to give up things, but realize that if I'm giving them up, I'm not giving up anything. I'm giving up something that has no value, something that has all the value in the world. It will be zeichah like Avraham Avinu to see also. Esther, the God, will have a wonderful family, a wonderful future. In the Mashpiyat of Klali, so be zeichah to all the brachas Hashem gave to Avraham Avinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Yom Uvracha. Good Shabbos to everybody.
Shabbos.